last Sunday, there was no quote-unquote big plays, but that was that as solid a special teams day as you've had this season?
It was, yeah, it was solid because, you know, anytime you can recover three onside kicks, I mean, that's a good day, you know, because you're, you know, at the end of the day, you're setting up your offense, you know, and they're trying to create a turnover, and those are high stressful situations, and the guys handled them well. They rose to the challenge and made big plays there.
Bust you down the punt at the one, and all touchbacks from Cairo, and the last field goal. What happened there?
We had an operation problem, you know, between the three, one of the three guys, and you know that it happens. I mean, it won't happen again. You know, let's just say that.
As far as Colquitt, I mean, have you been around a guy who's got that kind of touch inside the 20?
I think he's, you know, I think he's the best there's ever been. I mean, really. I mean, you know, when you look at it, I mean, over the years, he's, you know, 40% of his kicks are inside the 20. I mean, it's unbelievable over the years. So, I don't know if there's anybody that's been even close to him. Maybe the guy that was at the Giants for years, you know, but Feagles, you know. But I don't think there's anybody else closer than him. I mean, he does such a great job. He's so consistent with it, confident.
Why is he so good?
He looks at it as an art craft, you know. I mean, he takes pride in it, you know. You know, he's so disappointed when he hits a touchback. I mean, it really crushes him. So, you know, he takes it upon himself to be the guy that's going to do it, you know, let alone, you know, having the gunner down there to make the play too. So, you know, when you combine it with him and the gunner being in a good position, you know, we're gonna have a high percentage of those kicks inside the 20.
It's been a long time philosophically now, but nobody seems tries to kick the ball out of bounds ever anymore. What is the reasoning behind
the evolution of the rugby kick?
Yeah.
Not
going to kick it out of bounds,
right?
Down to five or whatever.
Yeah, it's the evolution of the rugby kick down there. I mean, there used to be the coffin corner. Coffin corners are no more. I mean, that was Feagles, what he used to be good at. Now, you know, the rugby kick with the spin, when it hits, it comes back. So everybody goes to that. It's a much more higher percentage kick, and everybody has that now. I mean, you can't be an NFL punter without having the rugby kick.
With Nile Davis being inactive, you guys lose anything as far as kickoff returner when you don't have that option at least available?
Yeah, we had a choice to make. You know, I mean, Nile doesn't. You know, I like to have him, but I mean, you can't just have a guy up just for, you know, he's only playing one phase, so you have to make tough decisions sometimes, and that was one of them.
I
love, you know, I think the Anthony's, you know, good or as good. You know, he's a different style, you know, than him, and then we have other guys that can do it too as well. So, you know, you have to make tough decisions sometimes, and that happened to be one of them.
I think it's now 11 games since you've had a return for touchdown. You getting a little anxious?
When I was in Chicago, we had Devin Hester, 2006, 2007, we broke all kinds of records. 2008, 2009, not one touchdown for 2 years straight. So, you know, we got a long way to go before we get to that point. But, you know, and then we came back and had a whole bunch more after that. So, I mean, touchdowns are hard to get. They don't just come. You know, and when you get one, it's a special thing. So, you know, I think we're getting closer. I think the guys are working hard. You know, we got a lot of season left too. So,
yeah, who would you say is your number one kick returner right now? Who's the option?
Kick returner? I mean, it's DeAnthony. Yeah, he's our number one.